Good morning, one and all, and welcome to EZTEC's results presentation for the second quarter of 2021. Please note that this call is being recorded and that all participants are in listening-only mode. By the end of this presentation, we will begin a Q&A session when future instruction will be given. In case any of you may need any assistance over the call, please let us know through the chat box. In case you have any connection issue, you may reuse the same web link or ID to return to the presentation. You may find that link and ID, as well as the slides for this presentation at our website, ir.eztec.com.br. Before we start, we'd like to mention that any statements during this call pertaining to EZTEC's business projections, operational and financial targets are based on management beliefs and premises, as well as on currently available information. Future considerations do not constitute an assumption of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises. Investors may take into account that general economic conditions, industry, or operational circumstances may ultimately affect EZTEC's future performance. They may cause the company results to differ materially from those expressed in those forward statements. I am Pedro Lourenço, EZTEC's Investor Relations Coordinator, and along with me to talk about the company results in this presentation, I have here Mr. Emilio Fugazza, our CFO and Investor Relations Officer. Starting our presentation, let's move to the next slide, where we are going to talk about what we launched this quarter. During the first semester of 2021, EZTEC announced the launches of three projects inside the city of São Paulo. In the first quarter, we launched ID Paraíso, a project of 28 million in PSV, focused on smart living unit in Aclimação. This project is already 52% sold. In the second quarter, we launched Dreamville Sky Resort and EZ Infinity projects. The first one is a middle-income project with 253 million in PSV, located in Vila Prudente, that was launched as soon as the sales stands were reopened in April. The second one was announced on the last day of the quarter, and it is a high-income project of 675 million in PSV. We believe that this project will become a new icon for the city of São Paulo, located in Paraíso, besides the IBM Tower. Last but not least, as a subsequent event, we launched the Arcadio project, another high-income project in the Brooklin neighborhood with 460 million reais in PSV. It is important to mention that with all of these launches, the company has reached 50% of implicit guidance for 2021. Now moving to the next slide. Following our operational performances, we can see that the gross sale have increased 25% from the first quarter of 2021 to the second quarter, motivated by an increment in sales of ready and under construction inventory. The main reason for this is the increment of the construction inflation index, also known as INCC, making clients be more likely to make agreements with a prefixed index than being exposed to the construction inflation. This quarter, our cancellation have grown to 39 million reais, but are still aligned with the historical volume, and the majority, approximately 40% of this cancellation are, in fact, transfers, downgrades, or upgrade of units. Talking about our land bank, we can see that this quarter we didn't make any acquisition of new lands, but due to the inflation and changes in some projects, we finalized the quarter with a land bank position close to the previous one. As you can see in the chart in the bottom right, the majority of this land bank is well located in premium zones zones of the city of São Paulo. We are still pursuing to add the lands that are now as options in our land bank. Most of them already have an agreement. With a total of 13 billion for future projects, the company covers more than 3 years of launches, and we are driven to only looking for opportunities that are special and aligned with our historical financial results. Moving to the next slide, to the slide about our inventory, we can see an increment in the volume of launches under of the volume of inventory of launches and under construction units, especially in the south zone of São Paulo, where the company has made a majority of these recent launches. Indeed, the volume of ready inventory is still concentrated in Guarulhos, more specifically in the Cidade Maia project, but it has been shrinking significantly in the last quarters. We believe that this ready inventory will only start to grow again in 2022, when the projects are when the projects that were launched in 2018 will be concluded. Now, our efforts are now in preparing the launches for the next months. As a preview for the third quarter of 2021, we have in the top left in the slide the Alta Vista project with a mid-high project with 60% EZTEC share located in Chácara Santo Antônio with an estimated PSV of 185 million reais. The other one in the bottom of the slide is a massive project for the middle-income client, a project near the Rodovia Bandeirantes, very similar to the Cidade Maia projects that was launched in Guarulhos in 2012, but inside the city of São Paulo. It counts with 897 units, making an estimated PSV of 729 million reais. Now, I will give the word to the Mr. Emilio Fugazza to comment the company's financial results. Please, Mr. Emilio.
Thank you very much, Pedro. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Conference call about the second quarter 2021. Financial performance, slide number 9. Let's start with net revenue. Net revenue came at 289 million reais, 48% more than the first Q 2001, and something around 80% more than the second Q 2020. It's important to bear in mind that units sold coming from the performance side means that the recognition of the revenues are on time in this in our balance sheet. Let me remind you that the pace of the construction are okay in the second quarter, better than the first quarter 2020. The first quarter is specifically because there were not stops. There were not hard stops in our construction sites given the pandemic outbreak. More revenues, more net revenues means that the volume of gross profit is better than the first Q. And better than that, gross margin came at 46%. 46% is about 4 percentage points better than the first Q and even better, 6 percentage points from the fourth Q 2020. Let me say a little bit deeper about this specific subject. When you think about the second half 2020, you can understand that margins dropped a little bit, specifically because of the increment in construction costs. Increment in construction costs means that over the time that costs were raising and the inflation index for the civil construction were not we're not showing this increment in the same path. That can be explained because the volume of the construction, the kind of construction we have, we got here in the city of São Paulo, in the metropolitan region, is completely different than the average out of Brazil. So simply because the index, the measure of this index is much more related to houses, townhouses, or even buildings up to 8 floors. There is not the type and the shape of the buildings we have been doing here in the city of São Paulo. Buildings of more than 30 floors, rooftops, swimming pools on the rooftop, projects of over 40,000 square meters of private area, more than 600 units of each one. So it's a little bit different. And this inflation could be more, can match a little bit better in the first half 2021. And that's why we can see margins improving, gross margins improving a little bit in the second quarter. The selling expenses, 15 million reais of sales stand and publicity. The project Mr. Pedro mentioned before, Bandeirantes Unique Garden, it's a project that we spent something around 6 million reais to start doing the whole sales stand. And this is booked in our second quarter. So more selling expenses because we have been incrementing the volume of launches in the coming quarters. G&A came at 28 million reais, pretty much in line Q&Q in the last two quarters. That's important, but because of more volume of net revenues, the relation between G&A expenses and revenues are getting better a little bit to 10%. On page number 10, let's start with financial results. Financial results came in line with the first Q, 46 million reais. The bright side is, financial result is getting a little bit lower, is coming to a stage a little bit lower compared to the operational results. It's important to bear in mind that the majority of this financial result is supported by our portfolio of performed receivables, financing our clients IGP plus 10 to 12% yearly. The amount of IGP in the last 6 months were pretty much higher or higher than ever. And we don't expect to see the same pattern for the coming quarters. In terms of equity income, 26 million reais, much higher than the first Q, higher than the second Q 1 year ago. That's because in the fourth quarter 2020 we launched three projects in partnership, and those projects were recognized in the second quarter. Those projects were Signature Biotes in the Aclimação neighborhood. Aclimação is a south zone of São Paulo. It's a very well-sold project, and it's a high-end project, apartments of over 100 square meters, sold by something around 12,000 to 13,000 reais per square meter. The second one was Meu Mundo Moca. Meu Mundo Moca is a low-income project, Minha Casa Minha Vida. It's a project in partnership with Vivas, belonging to Cirela, 50-50. Lastly, we have Erique Tapac da Moca, East Zone of São Paulo. It's a mid-high-end project. It's important to say that we got 10 more launches on the same regions, on the same neighborhood of Edita Parque da Moca. This is a project sold by over 10,000 reais per square meter, very well sold so far. So all in all, the projects represented 26 million AIs, 19% of the whole net income for this quarter. Finally, the net income was 139 million reais. All in for half 2021, something like 212 million reais, an important increment compared to 1 year ago. So more than 100% than 1 year ago, and something around 90% compared to the first Q. Stunning 48%. Margin, net margin for this company, supported by obviously financial result, increment in gross margin, and then an increment for this quarter in equity income. It's important to understand the gross margin to come, the backlog margin is something around 44%. The variation of less than 1% from the first Q to second Q, it's mostly because there was a recognition of Pichicasa José Bonifácio, a low-end project, a project that we launched in the city of São Paulo, something around 25 miles from our headquarters in the very far east zone of São Paulo. Even though it's a project with a very good gross margin, but obviously a little bit worse than or lower than the average margin of this company. And that's why there was a variation from 45 to 44 this quarter specifically. Let's go to slide number 11. Slide number 11 can show you the bottom line of the performed receivables. The receivables from performed units. The first half, we ended up in 451 million reais at something around 1,300 units under management from this company, or provided financing to our clients. The volume of payments we have received so far, it's about 135 million reais, mostly because there was a transition from EasyTech's portfolio to the commercial banks. Obviously, it's important to bear in mind that even, you know, guys, that the base interest rate in Brazil is growing a little bit from 2% at the beginning of this year to something around 5.25%. But the mortgage rates are not increasing at the same pattern. So far, it's very well competitive for the clients that has a loan-to-value low enough and with an increment of affordability to make this transition to the banks in order to avoid IGP plus 10 to pay something around 7 to 8% fixed rates. This is a movement that we don't expect to increase in the next coming quarters, specifically because the mortgage rates are increasing a little bit and the volume of people we have been seeing doing this movement are the majority coming from the 2013-2014 years that we made this origination, and nowadays they have a loan to value low enough to make this happen. On slide on page number 12, financial performance at Pichicasa. Pichicasa is one of the bright side of our balance sheet. Nowadays is about 25 million reais net profit in the first half, with a stunning 48.5% gross margin. The majority of the projects launched in Pichicasa are 1.5 to 2 years. So some of them are going to be delivered by the end of this year. That's important. But 25% can drive us to a return on equity of almost 16%. So the total amount of equity coming from this company is about 356 million AIs. So the construction of return is about 16%. Finally, gentlemen, let's go to slide on page number 13. 13 can show you the situation of our balance sheet. The shareholders' equity now getting to a point of 4.3 billion reais. In terms of liabilities, financial liabilities, only 11 million reais coming from project finance. So even talking about the dividends paid for this company, approved by the general meeting of shareholders, have in last year, April, we have already paid. So we paid something around 15 days after the general meeting. So 96 million reais, there is no more debts with our shareholders. And the result, the second quarter result is driving us to a return on equity of something around 11%. From the assets, the main highlights, I would say, the land bank. So when Mr. Pedro mentioned before about something around 11 billion reais of land bank already booked in our accountancy, it means that the cost of this land bank is about 1.2 billion reais. As Mr. Silvio Zarzur, one of our vice presidents, said before, this is land bank by cost. This is not the fair value of this land bank. Nowadays, the fair value, given the inflation, given the new values of the properties, specifically in São Paulo, nowadays is worth more than 2 billion reais, a land bank like this one. In terms of receivables, something around 1.1 billion reais. In terms of inventory, ready inventory or under construction, something around 750 million reais. Let me only highlight that the ready inventory, one of the bright side of the results and of the sales in the last I would say 2 years. Nowadays is coming to an end. So it's less than 12% of the whole inventory. So in an inventory, the majority of them is the middle income segments and the volume of sales are coming, the majority of them because of the mortgages rate is provided by the financial agents too low right now. But the inventory under construction right now, it's one of the highlights of this company, specifically because it's coming from the mid-high and high-end with margins above 40%. So what do we expect for the next coming quarters? It's a very, I would say, well-controlled operation with a very interesting or quite interesting amount of launches. And the kind of launches are launches that are very well known by this company, like this unique garden, middle income segment, mid high income segment in a very specific neighborhood, a project like no one, a project that definitely is a game changing for that neighborhood, for that region of São Paulo. So what we expect more, definitely more good results supported by the margins with the same track record. So thank you very much so far, and we are completely available for any further questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Emilio. We will now open the call for a Q&A session. In case there is any, we will get questions for our sell-side analysts first, and then pick up questions from the chat box. You may use the raise hand button. Since there is any questions, We're now going to proceed to the end of our presentation.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for watching us. And any further questions, Mr. Pedro, Giovanna, and Ronan are completely available to us. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Our conference call for the results presentation is now over. We thank you all for all your attention and have a nice day.